verse 4. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. I think that it's a very normal experience, this is, because they're out there in the sea, and it's a long ways off. Then Jesus saith unto them, and I think they're coming in the shore now, Children, have you any meat? And they answered him, No. He asked a question I think that he's bound to ask every one of us someday. Did you catch anything? What did you do for me down there? And we're going to have to answer, and I hope we won't have to answer as they did. They said, No, we haven't caught a thing. He said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fish. You see, the whole thought here is he directs the lives of his own. And now when they fish according to his instruction, the nets fill. And that, I think, is very important to see, friends. And the net is filled with fish. And it didn't break this time because they are fishing now with a net that's strong. It's a net that is the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and they're witnesses to those things. Now, when this took place, therefore, verse 7, that disciple whom Jesus loved, and that's John, he saith unto Peter, It's the Lord. You see, he had a spiritual perception that Simon Peter didn't have. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's cord upon him, for he's naked, and he cast himself into the sea. And he must have been 100 yards out. He was a good fisherman, and he's a good swimmer, by the way. 3 years before, he'd called them at the same spot, I think, and they went back to fishing, and he called them again. And now he's back calling them again to fish for the souls of men. And it won't be hook and line fishing. And the other disciple came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishing. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. You see, he says, If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. The power of a lifted up Christ. The weakness of the church and the impotence of the church right now is it's not holding up the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, will you notice what he says here? Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. It's not hook and line fishing. You see, it was a net and it was not broken. Danger is to allegorize this entire episode, and I think the net represents the gospel, and we have that in Matthew 13. There was no gospel but the teaching of Jesus when the net broke, you see. Now it's the death and resurrection, and the net did not break. Gospel not only saved, it'll hold you, friends. And then you have his purpose for believers is to keep them. Even in failure, they can come, and they're kept by the power of God through faith. And that is the statement of Simon Peter in 1 Peter 1:5. And we have his purpose for believers. It's to direct their lives, all the details, cast the net on the right side. And what you have here, you see, is this great purpose that he has in this. He's the Lord of their wills. And now they have breakfast on the shore of Galilee, and he's the Lord of their hearts now. If they're going to serve him, their heart must be right.